Welcome back to the Gamagazi Podcast. Today's topic of discussion is the top 10 draft eligible prospects in Canada. Before we start, a thank you to the sponsors. Without them, I would not be able to produce this content for all of you. Rawlings Canada, a huge part of Baseball Canada's funding and the bat of choice by all Team Canada players. Under Armour, one of Baseball Canada's major sponsors is Under Armour. They provide all on and off field gear for the members of any major Canadian sport. Mizuno Sports. The glove of choice for all Team Canada members is Mizuno. From pitchers to catchers to outfielders and infielders, Team Canada chooses the top quality Kip leather gloves that Mizuno has to offer. The quality of talent coming out of Canada has blown the minds of Americans. In 2019, 10 Canadian-born players have made their MLB debut. 3 to 4 of these players are on a playoff-caliber team. But trust me, the talent doesn't stop there. The spark of today's topic is the 2019 MLB Player Draft. I'll be giving you guys a rundown of the top 10 prospects, laying out a player profile for each, including a personal opinion mock draft. The list of players will be presented in no particular order. First player to discuss is Owen Diodati out of Niagara Falls, Ontario. Diodati is a 6'3", 212-pound catcher who currently plays for Team Canada's 18 and under junior national team. I played with Owen through 4 junior national trips, and he just keeps staying consistent with his game. Owen has stacked up 4 home runs through 4 trips, and with his ability to pull the ball with power allows him to hit the gaps for extra base hits. Owen also has a plus arm with his ability to throw professional runners consistently. The next prospect to review is Desaun Brown. Desaun is one of the 2 Browns on my list and is from Oakville, Ontario. Desaun is a player who possesses 4 out of 5 major tools, those being, can he field, run, throw, hit, and hit for power. With a 6-foot, lean body frame that allows Desaun to use his tools to the best of his ability, has definitely gained traction for this year's draft. Being the starting center fielder for Team Canada has also helped him receive a scholarship at Texas A&M, as well as professional traction. The third prospect is Cesar Valero. Cesar is a left fielder out of Alberta, who starts there on Team Canada. Cesar, to me, is equipped with 3 out of the 5 major tools. From what I've witnessed while watching him, he has no problems hitting the gaps, and is one of the smoothest fielders Team C has. Cesar is committed to Oregon State for the fall of 2019, but with the draft approaching, anything is possible for him. The next prospect on my list is Tyrell Schofield Sam. Tyrell is from Brampton, Ontario, and is a teammate of Desaun's. It's very clear to see, while watching Tyrell play, that he excels at facing pro competition, almost better than anyone else on Team C. I've known Tyrell since we were 13 years old. We've won Canadian Nationals together and will both be suiting up for Canada and Korea in August of 2019. Tyrell is one, if not the best, pure left-handed hitter I've played with. Not to mention he keeps errors to a minimum at third base with a cannon of an arm to go along with his glove. Tyrell is committed to Chipola College in Florida for the fall of 2019, but is also expected to go early in this year's draft. The fourth prospect is a catcher out of Pickering, Ontario, Ryan Leach. Ryan is equipped with 3 of the 5 major tools. Ryan has been with the national team for 3 trips now and has opened the eyes of pro teams with his bat and plus power, putting on a show every round during batting practice. Ryan has also proven he can throw up pro runners with ease, often doing so from his knees. I've known Ryan for 5 years now and is one of the best people to talk to about your game with. Our parents are also very close and have played together and against each other when they were younger. The sixth prospect to kick off the back half of my list is also the first of 2 pitchers, Eli Saul from British Columbia. This 6'4 commit to Oregon State University has an effective 3-pitch mix including a fastball, changeup, and curveball. Saul is the first pitcher on this year's Team Canada roster to touch 94 miles per hour on the radar gun. Eli has mowed through professional lineups on numerous occasions this year through his first 4 trips with the team. Eli has the potential to be an early round pick in this year's draft. Staying on the West Coast, Michael McDowell out of Alberta is a four-tool player who makes the most out of the tools he has. Michael plays right field with Team Canada and proves he can stay in the lineup against the top competition. While battling a shoulder injury in early 2019, Micah has racked up the most base hits on the last trip to the Dominican Republic. Tallying up 11 hits is one thing, but being able to use your speed to steal bags has tons of value. Now for the second and final pitcher on my list, Keegan Pulford Thorpe. A left-handed pitcher with a three-pitch mix, including a fastball, changeup, and curveball. Keegan is committed to the University of Central Florida. Although Keegan has struggled in his last couple starts with Team Canada, there is still tons of value in a 6'3" left-handed pitcher. Moving back to the infield, we have a middle infielder in Jaden Brown. Jaden has worked hard to develop four out of the five major tools needed to succeed at the next level. Jaden has plus speed to go along with his plus power. Jaden is committed to the University of Kentucky for the fall of 2019. The final prospect on my list is also the second catcher on my list. Raphael Pelche out of Quebec, Ontario, is a three-tool left-handed hitting catcher who is known for his plus fielding and arm. Raph is the first player from Quebec and Canada to commit to Texas Christian University. Now for my personal opinion mock draft. This mock draft will involve me ranking the top 10 prospects we just reviewed. Counting down from 10, I will give you the player and position I think they will be drafted in on June 3rd of this year. Each player will be positioned based on the value I believe they have in the market. Coming in with the 10th spot for this year's draft is catcher Raphael Pelche. I've placed Raph this far down the list due to the fact that he has just three of the five major tools and how these tools are used in-game against professionals. Raph is also smaller physically than another catcher I have on this list. Coming in at number 9 is Keegan Pulford Thorpe. Although Keegan is a left-handed pitcher with three pitches, he has struggled with his command and is now affecting him mentally, which in turn will bring his overall competitiveness down. Holding down the 8th spot on my list is middle infielder Jaden Brown. Unfortunately, you have to have at least 4 out of your 5 major tools at the elite level to be able to stand out. With many Latin and international players playing the middle infield, Jaden Brown just gets outplayed. Jaden is one of the better middle infielders on Team Canada, but would not outwork or outperform international competition. Cesar Valero comes in at number 7 for the same reasons as Jaden. After making a position change once already to the outfield, Caesar's defensive game just doesn't compare to international competition. Number 6 on my list goes to Micah McDowell. Micah has surprised a lot of people with his recent performance. Being a left-handed hitter makes Micah more valuable than most right-handers, simply because a player will see more right-handed pitching, which gives Micah the matchup advantage. Coming in right in the middle of my list is Ryan Leach. Ryan's power and defense definitely make up for his lack of speed. Ryan has excelled at facing pro pitching already, and there's no doubt he's not done getting better. Eli Saul is the top-ranked pitcher on my list, coming in at number 4. After watching him dice professional hitters, I believe he still has room to grow, and that makes him extremely valuable. The top 3 are the hardest to rank because it can go any way. For my 3rd spot, I choose Tyrell Schofield-Sam. Tyrell is a left-handed hitter, which makes him valuable. But a combination of hitting and defense is what put him above the other 7 players on this list. I chose to put Owen Diodati at number 2 because of his ability to hit and field like Tyrell, but to do it all as a catcher. This is the most valuable thing a scout looks for. And the number 1 spot in my mock draft is held down by Desaun Brown. Desaun possesses 4 out of the 5 tools, but has the ability to grow into a 5th. To me, 2 of his tools are already elite. And that wraps up the mock draft. I would like to thank you all for tuning in to the Gamikaze podcast. Until next time, peace.